You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With limited beds and staffing issues affecting maternity care, mothers on average are provided with 48 hours of postnatal care before being sent home to look after their child. I spoke to Dr. Alison Eddy from the New Zealand College of Midwives about these issues in order to gain a wider perspective on the matter. Trigger warning, as there is a mention of suicide in the story. So firstly, I want to ask about staffing numbers when it comes to taking care in postnatal care. Do you feel like there are enough staff to adequately take care of mothers? And where does investment need to go in for increasing?
Well, we are nationally experiencing a shortage of midwives across the country, so hospitals and in the community. In hospitals, midwives are often moved out of the postnatal area, so that's the area, the part of the hospital that women will be staying in once they've had their baby, to go into the birthing area. So what we see is often we get different workforces, registered nurses working alongside midwives, or sometimes there are no midwives in the postnatal ward and it's just registered nurses. So there are enough staff to provide the care, but midwives have specialist training that nurses don't have to provide that care in those early hours and days after birth.
And to follow on with that, how has the pandemic affected these numbers in terms of training in new midwives to assist nurses and mothers?
Well, interestingly, we've seen an increase in the number of people interested in becoming midwives because of the pandemic. I think people have seen it as a realising it's an essential service, job security, I think just recognising and resetting our values. And when we had the pandemic, about what's important to us, so we've seen people more interested in becoming midwives. It's a challenging four-year degree, it's expensive, and so we would like more support to make sure that all of those that enter the programs are successful in completing them, because we do have some that leave throughout. And we also have challenges with getting good number of clinical placements because the workforce shortages, you know, student midwives need to learn from registered midwives in the workforce. So we've seen, because of the stressors of the pandemic, you know, our workforce, people are, you know, leaving, and we having difficulties getting enough clinical placements for midwife students to, so we would like, schools of midwifery would like to take more students than they can't necessarily accommodate.
I've got to ask, at this stage, new mothers are allowed to remain in postnatal care for up to 48 hours after giving birth. Is this a hard ceiling, or do mothers get shuffled around based on hospital, bed space, or like staffing?
Well, women, you know, 48 hours or longer if they need to stay is what's expected. What we do see, though, is because of the staffing and the number of women coming through the hospital systems in some places, that some women may feel that they need to be, you know, leave earlier than they would like to. I wouldn't say that's happening in every instance. And nice to all the hospitals and the midwives are doing their best to accommodate women to stay if they want to or need to. But in some centres, it's very tight, you know, because of the number of beds or also just the number of midwives.
In the 2020 budget, the government pledged $242 million into investing into maternity care. How has that been allocated across the sector? And what more could be done to have further investment with the current budget looming?
Well, we saw some of that went into improving pay rates for midwives. Some of that went into other initiatives to sort of, you know, help broader things to support the maternity system. We would say that some of that, and some of it went into do some retention work. So some of it went to support student midwives and some of it to support midwives that are already working. We would like to see more focus on initiatives that support retaining midwives in the profession, and also funding to improve the pay rates. Yesterday we heard the Minister of Finance announce funding for the apprenticeship scheme, and I would think that we should be looking at something like this for midwifery as well, for midwives.
A couple of days ago, the National Spokesperson for Social Development and Employment, Louise Upton, was talking about how mothers are often sent home from hospital earlier. They're proposing that there should be a legal change with mothers should at least be spending 3 days in hospital. I want to get more of your thoughts on that.
Well, I think, you know, in the main, you know, our view, I suppose, is that women should be able to not feel that they need to go home before they are ready to. For most women, if they have a straightforward experience, often, you know, 2 days is enough time for them to feel ready to go home. For some women, they will want or need to stay longer, and we would say that should be supported and enabled. We shouldn't be sending one home before they feel ready to go. But the system constraints are significant, so if it was, I don't know how it can be made a legal requirement when in some hospitals there simply aren't any beds. It's going to be challenging.
And to go with that, how have you noticed the differences between mothers expecting their firstborn and those who have already had like maybe two or on their third or fourth baby?
Well, generally speaking, you know, first babies, women will need more support to establish breastfeeding and feel confident and so on. But, you know, having said that, lots of things play into when mothers are ready to and babies are ready to go home. You know, sometimes to do with the baby's well-being, whether the baby's born early, whether the baby's, you know, how the baby was born, all of those things can affect that early postnatal course of recovery for the mother and the baby. So generally speaking, mothers that have breastfed before are more confident and don't need as much support and help, but it could be a completely different baby. So, you know, you can't always make these generalizations across every instance.
And finally, in terms of support, I want to ask about like postpartum depression rates, the rates of maternal suicide. How has postnatal care helped to ease mothers in caring for their child, especially with system constraints, sometimes not doing enough for some mothers?
Well, we see, you know, as you've highlighted, and there was a report recently by Holly Walker about the Helen Clark Foundation, but we've also seen this data has been reported every year since 2006, I think, around maternal mortality. And what we've seen is that suicide is the leading cause of that for New Zealand. And that means any woman who's pregnant or has given birth up to 6 weeks after her baby's born, that's the people who are being counted. We do have a high background rate of suicide in New Zealand, so this is not necessarily different to what we see across the general population, but obviously for that period of time in a woman's life when she's just about to become a mother or has become a mother, that's really significant. And we obviously want to reduce that and look at the reasons why. So maternity care is part of the care that women will receive during this time, but they might also be having support from mental health services or other services in the community. I think, you know, what we see, those deaths sadly occur throughout pregnancy and after baby's born, so not all just in the postnatal period. So I suppose our view would be that we need to look at the whole system of care that women receive and how we make sure we do that as well as we can to prevent these deaths. And obviously the early postnatal period is part of that, but it's not the only part. That's important for us to consider.
So that was Dr. Alison Eddy from the New Zealand College of Midwives talking about the state of postnatal care in New Zealand, what changes can be made and the like.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.